To love Ahl-e Bayt, to respect Ahl-e Bayt is our iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my beloved, say to who? Say to the ummah, say to the Muslims, say to the believers, La as'alukum alayhi ajra. I do not ask the reward for all what I have done for you. You know how many things our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have done for us. We cannot even count them. So if you do something, you are entitled to get a reward, isn't it? You work in somebody's shop, you're doing something for him. You are entitled to get a salary. So you do something for someone, you are entitled to get something back. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did so much for us. But did he ask anything from us? And who are we to give him anything? And we beggars. He is the king. What can we give him? Mangta to kya mangta koi shahon mein dikha do jisko meri sarkar se tukda na mila ho. Let alone the beggars. Show me a king who doesn't go and beg from the door of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What can we give him? We got nothing. Aata hai fakiron pe unhe pyar kuch aisa khud bheek dein khud kahein mangte ka bhala. That's the generosity of my beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He loves the beggars so much. Normal routine and the norm and the practice is that a beggar comes and he says, please give me something. And then when he gets something, he gives dua. Fakir gives dua. He says, may Allah bless you. That's the normal practice, isn't it? The giver gives and the beggar gives the dua. But this rule is also different in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khud bheek dehen. Khud kahein mangte ka bhala ho. He gives to the poor and then he makes dua. May Allah bless you. So what can we give him? So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my beloved, tell your ummah, La asalukum alayhi ajra. I do not ask any reward from you. Illal mawaddata fil qurba. Accept the love of my Ahl-e Bayt. One thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have asked from the ummah, and that is to love his family, love his Ahl-e Bayt, love Hazrat Imam Hassan, Hazrat Imam Hussain, love Sadat, all the Sayyids till the day of Qiyamah. They are the family of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is our duty to love them and respect them.